Today's readings, dear friends, continue to invite us to reflect on Jesus' encounter with his disciples. On Monday, we saw the women who brought the good news of Jesus' resurrection. And yesterday, it was the turn of Mary Magdalene to proclaim that resurrection again. And today in particular, we see Jesus' encounter with these two disciples in the gospel and the encounter of Peter and the man at the beautiful gate who sought to find healing, and Peter brought this healing to him. He brought Jesus to this guy the good news of Christ's healing, not only in word, but in deed. And today in the gospel, Jesus gives us that opportunity again to encounter him in scripture and in the breaking of the bread. Like the disciples, sometimes we too might find challenges in the world that could cause a distraction. Disappointment and doubt could cause us not to see Jesus in our daily lives. But like the disciples, he makes us realize that he never abandons us. He is always with us. And which means that daily scripture reading could ignite our hearts to recognize Jesus, to see him, so that the veil that veils our eyes, the spiritual blindness, could be opened to seeing Jesus and listening to him and bringing him to the communities. And so today, Jesus invites us, therefore, to reflect on his presence, not only in the sacraments, but also in scripture. Because when we encounter him in scripture, he brings clarity to our minds. He brings conviction to our doubts, and he brings comfort to us whenever we encounter him. Today, as we celebrate the Eucharist, we remember Jesus who gave us the mandate that we should do this in memory of him. We encounter him today as well. We pray that as we encounter him, may he clear our doubts, empower us, and give us a bold faith that we are able to go out like the disciples with joy to proclaim his resurrection, to proclaim his good news, and to defend the faith which all of us have received. May this be our prayer today and throughout the week. Amen.